Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up on this Oh So Positive Friday, we will drink and toast of the weekend with a shot of the day. This is Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
This is your fault.
Yeah. So we're celebrating the weekend and a couple of holidays on a Bad Choice Friday. So Sunday is Sunday, May the 4th, as in Star Wars, May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you.
That's right. On Monday.
As Mike Tyson would
say. It is Cinco de Mayo, representing the 5th of May. Now, with that in mind, we
de
have
Mayo.
Saturday. Cinco de Mayo covered as well tomorrow.
Cinco de Mayo.
De Mayo.
Oh,
with the Daily Mix Morning Show down in Puyallup at the Red Dog. They'll be there from noon until 2. Free little party to get you ready. They're calling it Sunrise de Mayo. Okay?
Right.
So, representing May the 4th, we bring you the Cantina Song.
Picture that cat from Earth, Wind, and Fire on bass playing bass to this. I don't know.
Ted, you said this is kicking ass.
Yes.
Yes. Because you wanted the song representing May the 5th, La Cucaracha.
Hey!
Craig on X has a good call. Maybe we should have gone La Bamba.
This song seems more fun. I don't.
Over La Bamba?
Yeah.
La, 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 la Bamba.
Yeah, I guess we're both doing.
I think you just set it up so your nerdy Star Wars thing can win.
Vote now if you follow us on X and Men's Room Live. Will it be La Cucaracha or Cantina Song coming up? Those are your choices on a Bad Choice Friday. Our question, what is the nickname for the person who does not know it's their nickname? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so in forecasting school in Biloxi for the Air Force,
all right,
we had this guy. He his teeth were pretty big and kind of unfortunate, but he smiled all the time.
Of course he did.
And after a couple of times of a fly landing on his teeth, he thought he was pretty fly for a white guy, but we called him Fly.
Fly.
You saw flies land on this guy's teeth?
Yeah, twice. And then it was his name.
How in the hell?
How does a fly land on your teeth?
Never even heard of that.
Exactly.
Damn.
Exactly.
All right. Okay. So they were big teeth.
They were big teeth.
All right. Okay.
Hey, fly. I used to, a guy I knew used to date this chick. They had an on-again, off-again relationship, always volatile. But in my interaction with
her, on-again, off-again one?
On-again, off-again, right. It explains itself, right? So that's what they go through all the time. Always drama, whatever. So they break up, and he's a little beaten up about it. And this is not the first time they've broken up. But he's going through the whole same thing again. Me and a couple of buddies, we meet him out at the bar. He's got to say his piece about it, blah, blah, blah. And I said, hey, man, at least you're not with Gums McGillicuddy anymore. Mm-hmm. So, well, the thing is, he did not know I called her Gums McGillicuddy because he was dating her. But, like, her mouth to me, like, she wasn't ugly. But when she opened her mouth, I picture, like, take red Play-Doh and then, like, stuff Chiclets in it. That's what her mouth looked like. Or the thing from my what, Little Shop of Horrors. That's basically what it says. All gums, little teeth, whatever. So anyway, I break out Gums McGillicuddy. And my buddy, he just gets real dead silent. And I realize they have gotten back together. And guess what? They had.
I did the same thing.
How long did they stay together this time?
I don't know. We stopped working together before they officially broke up again, so I don't know. Actually, he's a dude that got fired because he was busted on camera having sex on a museum roof.
All right. Yep. So a girl that was probably a lot like DB's girlfriend from a long time ago.
Oh, the stupid one.
Right? She dated a guy that...
God, what was her name?
Becca?
Yes.
Yeah. That was Becca, wasn't it?
God, she was dumb.
But either way. So I didn't want to say her name. It was Becca. But so my buddy dated this girl, and she was just... We knew her as... She was just... She was very good at school. She was not good at other things, but she was fun to be around because just her general happiness, but lack of any understanding.
Okay. All right.
Ironically, his ex was had good grades.
Yeah.
Did she?
Oh, yeah. She could go to school and take in information and write it down on a test. She just didn't have a lot of common sense.
That should have any common sense.
That's basically what I'm talking about. God.
Yeah, and so you're describing this person. I'm like, in that girl's defense, she was the same way.
She was the idiot. And we all referenced her as the idiot. Okay, but my buddy did not know that we referenced his girlfriend as the idiot.
Fair.
Until they broke up.
They knew
that.
Know.
And then someone said, hey, Brett, tell everyone that you broke up with the idiot. And he's like, the idiot? He's like, yeah, your girlfriend. We call her the idiot. He's like, you call my girlfriend the idiot. He's like, none of you have ever told me this. We're like, no, she's always been the idiot, man. Like, he dated her for a couple of years. And he's like, you've been calling my girlfriend the idiot. So whenever I hear the idiot, that was my girlfriend?
Like, sure.
Yes, it was.
Like, that's the idiot in question.
That was the same person.
Dude, there was a kid I grew up with. We called him the town idiot, right?
Okay.
Because he was kind of bigger, like built.
All right.
But he just, again, not a ton of common sense and everything. And we called him the town idiot behind his back for years. So, like, recently I was home and I was like, whatever happened to him, blah, blah, blah. Like, didn't we call him the town idiot? And he's like, yeah, not anymore. And I was like, why not? And they're like, he's the sergeant in the police department where I live. I was like, oh,
my bad.
Yeah.
What's the nickname for the person who doesn't know it's their nickname? 206-803-RIDE.
They were like, do not say that to him.
Hello, Juan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hola.
Hold on a second right here. Hold on. Let me take you off.
Yeah, we're all good, man.
Sorry, hey, are you guys going tomorrow?
I am not because I'm going to volleyball.
Yeah, we got a little party we're doing with a listener who actually gave a donation to drink with us on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So Sunday's already in the book, so I got to get my crab done tomorrow.
So I won't call my guy then.
Well, go.
Just go and have fun.
Yeah.
Bring the kids. Bring the dog.
It's noon.
I'm not going to call my guy. I'm going, but I'm not going to call my guy.
All right. Well, it's kind of early. You don't need that.
It's going to come
noon.
Oh, no. I used to call this. We would call this lady Dory.
Because she looked like a fish or because she was dumb?
She looked like Dory.
Oh, damn. That is unfortunate.
Yeah. And, like, one time we were talking between me and my wife, and this dude heard us, and he was like, you're talking about this lady, huh? And we're like, yeah.
So he knew.
What was it about her that she looked like a fish? Was it her
lips?
That's
a tough one.
Dory, the movie Dory.
Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo, yeah.
She just looked like Dory, that fish.
She looked exactly like it, bro.
All right, well, that's what I'm saying.
She had a weird skinny face with big eyes.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's telling you, man. Well, I'm like, I don't know. What do you want me to tell you? Do you know Dory? Okay. That is what the woman looked like.
Oh, God. What's the nickname for the person who doesn't know it's their nickname? 206-803-RISE.
Hello, Richard. Welcome to the men's room.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hola, Bichola.
Hola.
So, got a buddy of mine plays the drums. We call him the Dumber, but he knows that nickname.
The Dumber.
anyway, he got testicular cancer and had one of the boys removed. So we used to call him Half Pack, but instead of Pack, it was with an S.
Okay,
yeah.
They wouldn't let me say it on the radio. He said so.
That's right. So basically, like half the purse done.
And I'm guessing he did not know you called him that.
No, he didn't. But then eventually, he did find out. And he was okay with it. He thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah, I mean, most people don't. I mean, like, you know, I know people who've had that done, and it doesn't seem like really it affects them in any way, shape. Other than the fact you hope, just get rid of the cancer.
Right, that's the whole
ultimately,
thing.
Ultimately, from that point on, doesn't matter if you have three, doesn't matter if you have one. It, most of the time, those guys have like five kids.
Yeah, right.
If that's what they want to do.
I have a question for you. Hypothetical, right? So I'm just thinking, this guy was a drummer.
Dumber.
Yeah, a dumber, right? Maybe, but, so do you think the guys in Def Leppard have a nickname for the drummer?
Ooh.
Yeah. That they call him behind his back.
Oh, no. Like, again, you're missing...
You don't think so?
You're missing an R. You've been in the band. Like, sorry, there's a terrible accident. Mike lose half an arm, or lose, Jesus, one of his arms.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's fine to make fun of that to his face.
I'm sure they do, that's what I'm saying. But do you think they have a nickname for him that he does not know? Because keep in mind...
No!
He was, no? All right. Just because he was in the hospital for a while, too. Even when he wasn't around. So somebody says, you know... Whatever they come up with, stump.
Oh, his buddy's got something for him. Or they rib him about something.
I'm saying behind his back. I know they rib him.
Like here, cut the steak. You know, right. that kind of thing. What is the nickname for the person who doesn't know it's their nickname? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
I don't write songs or anything, but I try to work with commonly used phrases. So I've had a few, and they're not FCC friendly, but like Zach of S or
Zach of S.
Yes.
Okay,
that's a good one.
So that's the nickname for the guy.
Yes.
That's perfect. Is he?
It was very fitting.
Is he? Okay. All right. Zach of S.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zach of S. The other one along that line was Joe F. Yourself.
Oh damn!
Wow.
Joe, ask yourself. How long did you have to deal with this person before you came up with the nickname? Or did someone tell you that was the nickname?
No, it one of them, someone else came up with it. Joe was me, and he earned it. It was a coworker whose F-ups I dealt with a lot of.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. That's typically I find that it happens more in a work situation than anything else. Or a work association with, you know, you're working with other people who work for the companies, whatever those things are. You definitely have some nicknames.
I like this one. Just came in on the text. Says, in high school, we had a substitute teacher missing his arm from the elbow down. We called him the Stubstitute.
I told you, I went to high school with a guy that, like, I called him Chris, and then people called him Stumpy.
All
which
right.
I thought, because, again, he just wasn't, like, he didn't have, like, broad shoulders. He had, like, skinny little legs and skinny little arms, but just, he was a big dude.
But was that noticeable?
Yeah. So, like, I never called him Stumpy, because I thought it was mean. And then I hung out with his family. They all called him Stumpy.
Oh, damn.
All right. Okay. So, as long as you know, I knew a guy who was called Back Bra for a while.
Because he had,
boobs on his back.
Yeah.
He played football. They just called him Back Brawl. He was a defensive tackle.
Yeah, inside a locker room is brutal.
Yeah, there's no holding back in there. What is the nickname for the person who does... I would never call him that, by the way. He was a big, big guy.
If he's got back boobs, I know he's a big guy.
Never?
No. Hell no. This guy was 400 pounds. He would have killed me.
I know you, though.
Well, no, I never would have. Man, that's a line you don't cross with that guy. He was from South Florida, man. I wouldn't mess with him at all. What is the nickname for the... He did have back boobs. What is the nickname for the person who doesn't know it's their nickname? 206-803.
That term is really getting popular right now, too.
What, back boobs or
big
man
back.
Boobs? Big back. Yeah.
I mean, like, it's always been around, but it's just funny. Like, some of the influencers used it. Some of them obviously were black dudes, and now it's just called... This is for my big back fans.
Because I think everyone understands what it is. Like, that's a good way of saying it.
Right. Yeah, it's like having a long back.
Yes, the long back. Hello, Vance. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Happy Positive Friday.
Yeah, thank you, bro.
Hey, before I get rolling on this is so ironic. So I'm working at the Puyallup RV show right now, there's a guy from one of our other locations working here, and he has one arm. He had an arm sheared off in a car wreck, and he has a million salesmen, RV salesmen, one-liners about having one arm. I've just been rolling for the last 2 days, and that comes up. And the other thing, the story I'm going to tell you about my best friend, he's got one boy, and he lost it to testicular
cancer.
Okay. Not cancer. Yeah. So anyway, he's a drywaller, my best friend. And he always partners up with somebody, right? And the two of them take on jobs, you know, work with somebody for 6 months here or year there or whatever. Well, a long time ago, he partners up with this guy that's half Asian and half Czechoslovakian. And I hadn't met him yet, and he just referred to him as Rice Check. Me and Rice Check, we're doing a big job out on Stuck in the Drive, you know. Me and Rice Check, you know. So, and he lived right across the street, my best friend from me, and I'd always go over and have beers and bowls after work with him, you know. And, oh, I finally got to meet this guy. Comes over, and I'm like, hey, what's up, Rice Check? And Mike looks at me.
Oh, no.
And he looks, and then Rice Check looks over me. And he's a big dude, man. And I'm not. And he looks at me and goes, what'd you just call me? I said, I, he goes, what did you just call me? And I looked at Mike. He goes, and Mike goes, yeah, what did you just call him? I'm like, I got to go. So nice meeting you. Yeah, a little bit awkward.
Yeah, say the least. Damn.
Unless your buddy's like, yeah, man, what'd you call him?
What is the nickname for the person who doesn't know it's their nickname? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tim. Welcome to the men's room.
Ah, liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Fellas, you guys are great, man.
Oh, thank you, man.
Eyes on my face constantly. All right, so I got this friend, and he has passed now, so God bless Derek. His name's Derek. We grew up together. This dude was big, like knocking 500 pounds. He would drink 2 gallons of milk a day.
Jesus.
A day. Dude was huge. So, pardon me? Like
500 pounds.
His
I missed that. Sorry.
The size of a barrel. It was like the biggest. His calves were humongous. They were bigger than my head, man. I mean, the dude was like his whole life, he was a big guy. So I had come up with the nickname Stunt C, and what I would do was we'd all be at the bar, the local bar, and we'd all be in there drinking. Well, there was this one time in particular, he's sitting at the end of the bar, and I'm back at a table. So I call over this girl. I was like, hey, you see that guy at the end of the bar there? You know what his job is? And she'd be like, what? I'd be like, he's a stunt C. Now, look, usually these girls that, again, it happened more than once, were like the sluttiest girls in the bar. So they would be like, what? He's a stuntsy. And I'd be like, yeah, you know, like, okay, so say you're watching a porn, right? And you see like Arnold Schwarzenegger to begin with. But then it comes time for boom time. It's cut, bring in the stuntsy. And I was like, that's what he does. So,
that's what he does, yeah.
So this girl would go up to him. Now, him being a big guy his whole life, he was kind of stupid to girls. He would just say the dumbest crap. So this girl would come up to him and be like, hi, hey. And he finally caught on, you know, and like, would just get really embarrassed and just be like, oh, Timmer. Oh, my nickname was Timmer back then. So, man, it was Stunt C, man. He was a good guy, man. God bless him.
Did you ever help him get laid?
I tried several times.
All right.
Never one time did it work.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Not one time.
Well, ain't forever. What is the nickname for the person who doesn't know it's their nickname? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's going on? why don't you play tequila for Positive Friday?
Oh, you know what? We could do that on Positive Friday, just not a bad choice Friday.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, okay. I don't know if Mike's got the button on there. We could say, I've got derivative of multiple of my nicknames, but
it's
Boner.
Boner.
All right. Yep, that's perfectly fine. There was a guy in radio named that for a number of years.
What?
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, he just passed on.
I was at a friend's wedding. It was one of the impromptu ones when they were like 18 at a chapel, which was inside a garage. And we were sitting in the car waiting to go in, and an Alan Parsons Project song came on, and I made some comment. My friends called me Boner. So through the years, it went from Boner to Bone to Miles. You might be so familiar with the golfer Seve Ballesteros.
Oh, I've heard of him now.
Yeah. So I told my friends when I moved up here about my nickname, and so my nickname became Seve. So if I can call three different friends, I'm either known as Seve, Bone, or Boner.
Yep. Okay. That's how it works.
Yeah, I would go with Seve first. Mm-hmm. That's just me.
Yep.
But yeah, Mike, there was a guy named Boner on radio for a long time. And he I believe he's in North Carolina.
No, he did the mornings in Chattanooga. We were on the rock station in Chattanooga.
Right.
He was on that station in the morning, and we were on in the evening.
And then I think it was just last year.
Yep.
Boner died. Because mm-hmm. Miles had to read the headline. He's like, but I knew what he was talking about.
Wait for our shot of the day coming up today.
Yeah, we did
our question,
again.
What is the nickname for the person who does not know it's their nickname? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
By the way, I forgot to tell that guy. The reason we did not do tequila is because we did tequila on a Bad Choice Friday when we were down at Tacos and Tequilas.
Correct.
In Pioneer Square. So we just did that song on a Bad Choice Friday like 3-4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead. Sorry, man.
Yeah, cool. Hey, no worries, man. So, liquor and whores and Positive Friday.
Guys. Yeah, man.
All of the above.
All of the above, man. Yeah. So anyway, all right. So I was military for a long time, so you know we got kind of a little bit of a morbid sense of humor. So my personal favorite was Peg. I always kind of figured if I got a leg blown off, I'd change my name to Peg. So,
all right.
Did you get a leg blown off?
No. They saved it.
I can't win them all.
Oh, they saved it.
Okay, so yeah. But yeah, Bummer. My wife got me a nice wooden textured sock just in case, but that didn't happen. So the actual story I called about, told Mike about. So I went to serve this guy for a long time. He's a big old man monster, but we went to boot camp together, training together, advanced training together, deployed together. You know, so we served together for a bunch of years, you know, tight as brothers as could be. But for years, this name came to him early. But it was Stu.
Stu. Now why'd you call him Stu?
Well, here's the thing. He couldn't figure it out. Fast forward about 5 years. Stu is short for stupid.
Oh, damn. Did you give him this nickname?
No, it wasn't me. It was one of the other fellas in the on our team. But it just stuck with him. But I was the guy that had to break it to him again, like 5 years later, man. It's rough. You know, we're kind of mean to each other. And but that one, it hit and it stuck and it stayed that way until many years later. And he was not a happy man once he figured it out.
Stu.
We overthought that. It's short for stupid.
What is the nickname for the person who does not know it's their nickname? 206-803-ROCK.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Ted versus the FCC on the way at 4:35 on this Positive Friday. A couple of news stories, believe it or not, concerning nicknames just in the news today.
Really?
So we have Bruce Springsteen, and someone asked him how he got the nickname The Boss. I kind of figured this would be an easy one for anyone to figure out.
What, you mean Bruce Springsteen?
Well,
because it's his band?
Maybe. It just seems like if you are on the East Coast and you're specifically in the state of New Jersey, the boss is known as the boss.
Right, the boss.
We would never call Dave the boss or Castle the boss. He would just be the boss.
Right.
So, like, Zach Wilde, he comes to the studio, he's talking about Ozzy. That's the boss.
He calls him the boss.
The boss. So Springsteen said, when he had to pay his band and crew, he said they would say, "Hey, boss, you know, are we getting paid this week?" And I'd say, "Sure." And then some of the DJs who came to the shows started using it on the radio. And that's how it came to be.
Like, that's it.
I had no idea. He was just, "Hey, come on down, see the band. Hey, boss, we're getting paid."
How long has he been the boss? To me, he's been the boss as long as I've been aware.
As long as I've known who Springsteen is.
My whole life. The boss.
Mm-hmm. This is a little bit more entertaining. So Doge, the cost-cutting arm of the government there,
Elon Musk went on an interview with Jesse Waters on Fox News yesterday, all right? And they were talking about some of the things that they've been doing, and they brought on one of the younger staff members that has been used as far as a lot of the computer stuff, the IT stuff, going in, checking all this crap, right? So he brings this guy in with Jesse Waters. This is on his Fox show, which I'm not sure what the name of it is because I don't
Waters World?
Is it Waters World? It is Waters World. Thank you. So, okay, so he brings this kid in.
Faithful viewer.
And it's a young staffer. And he basically says, hey, what's your name? And he says, my name is Edward Coyston. But my people know me as Big Balls.
He said this.
Yes. And Waters says, who is Big Balls? And the 19-year-old said, I just told you I am. I'm Big Balls. And Musk says, that should be obvious. And he said, basically, this is what happened. He set Big Balls as his LinkedIn username while he was in high school.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Because he says people on LinkedIn take themselves super seriously and are pretty averse to risk. And I was like, I want to be neither of those things. So honestly, I didn't think anyone would notice till I got this job. Now I'm only known to my friends and family as Big Balls. Big Balls. Our question, what is the nickname for the person who does not know it's their nickname? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Mark. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
So anyway, when I was in the Navy, we had an engineer who was very competent as an engineer, but had about as common sense as a flat rock. Right. But his nickname was Six, like Roman numeral six. And he thought that was the greatest thing he had ever been called for in his life until he found out what it meant.
What did it mean?
Unfortunately, it stands for village idiot.
Oh, so VI. Oh,
okay.
How long did it take him to figure out that that's what it was?
Oh, I would say probably 2.5 years.
All right. But you can call him Six. He didn't care why you called him Six. He just liked it as a nickname.
Oh, yeah. You get a big old grin on his face. Yeah, I'm Six. And we'd be like, oh, my God.
All right.
Okay. But that's Sailor for you. You know, we give people nicknames that you have to think about.
What was your nickname?
I was Stretch or Slim, because I'm 6'6", and I was on submarine, so, yeah.
Are you allowed to be on a submarine that being that big? Apparently so.
As tall as you can be on a submarine is 6'10", and we actually had a cook that was 6'9". He walked around with the constant crick in his neck. The overheads were like 6'8".
What was his nickname?
He was just a big cook.
That's simple.
You Navy guys, man, you don't go by names. What is the nickname for the person who does not know it's their nickname? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Strippers and bong rippers, bitches.
Oh, yeah.
So, my siblings, three of them. The youngest is Desiree. Family calls her Des. I call her Desbian. My brother, everybody calls him Bull because he looks like Bull. My oldest brother, his name was Dean. I called him Small Dinus.
Small Dinus.
And what do they call you?
I was brain dead.
Okay.
Right. Oh, damn.
Why do they call you brain dead?
I can guess.
So, Steve isn't actually my name. It's my call-in name because I run a company.
Ah,
my real name's Brandon, and a buddy of mine's band, Enemy, the initials, NME. Anyways, they had a song called Brain Dead. And it sounded like they were yelling Brandon. So everybody's like, you're brain dead.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a better way to get it.
What's a nickname for the person who does not know it's their nickname? 206-803-ROCK.
Gotta keep that secret.
I got a business. My name's Brandon. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi.
Hola. Hola.
So, a long time ago, when I lived in Wisconsin, we had this friend that, well, wasn't really a friend. It was more like just a guy that hung out with our friend group. He wasn't really a friend to any of us.
All right.
In fact, he was probably more of a burden on all of us.
Okay.
But, and this is, we got his nickname as kind of a, nod to an old Dean Cook sketch where he always, for whatever reason, and we never figured out why, but he just always smelled like piss.
All right.
All right.
And the Dean Cook skit was that whenever there's these people that just randomly smell like piss, they always have an obby name, like Robbie or Bobby. So we always just called this guy Obby.
Because he smells like pee.
His real name was Josh, but whenever he wasn't around, we always referred to him as Obby.
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 Okay.
All right.
Obby.
Obby.
What is the nickname for the person who does not know it's their nickname? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Or Obby.
How's it going?
Hola.
Hola.
Hola. It's my older brother, and he's a twin, and one twin is a rocket scientist, and he moves rocks for a living. And for a long time when we were younger, our other brother started referring to him as BDA. And he went by that nickname for like 2 or 3 years before he was finally like, what does BDA stand for? And our other brother looked at him and was like, big dumb animal.
Damn.
And even to this day, though, if you call him BDA, he'll acknowledge, but then he'll kind of look at you like, dude, for real?
Because he's so used to responding to it, but sure, he doesn't want to.
Right, because he was like proud of it for like 2 or 3 years before he was finally like, what's it mean?
He didn't look for his own acronym. I mean, I'd at least try to turn it into something.
I know what I'm going with.
Yeah,
but if someone gives you a nickname that involves letters, definitely ask what does that mean before you go like, cool,
right? Or make up your own. If that's what you're going to stick me with, I'm going to come up with something.
They call me UMF.
Right, exactly.
Ugly mother.
Yeah. What is the nickname for the person who doesn't know it's their nickname? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you, sir?
So, when I was in high school, I started hanging out with the guys, in a couple grades above me. And I'd hang out with them, and I went to this party at UW, and I did this, like, epic beer bong. And they were just all super impressed, right? And the whole night, man, they're calling me Keith. And I'm just rolling with it, you know, because they're older than me.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, cool, yeah. So turns out, man, I get back to school the next week, and they keep calling me Keith. And so I finally ask them, I say, hey, man, why are you guys calling me Keith? They say, well, ain't your name Keith Richards? I said, no, man, my name's Steve Rogers. And they said, well, we thought you were Keith Richards, man, this whole time. So, and then Keith stuck, dude.
So they just kept calling you Keith.
You
anyway.
Didn't care, though, man. As long as you go to the party and drink beer and hang out, who cares? Call me whatever you want.
But wait a minute. Isn't
exactly
Steve Rogers?
What I said.
Is that Captain America's name?
Absolutely. And so, actually, no one figured that out until the movie started coming out. And this was like 2002.
Yeah, I was going to ask. Did anyone know before the movie? Did you even know before the movies?
I knew. My parents did not know, but nobody else really seemed to know except me. And then the movie started coming out, and it's everywhere I went. You know, I'd go to pay for something, I'd show my ID. Hey, did you know you got the same name as Captain America?
Yes!
Pick up a garbage can lid, bang him on the head with it.
I was like, yeah, here's my shield.
All right.
What is the nickname for the person who doesn't know it's their nickname? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Positive Friday, guys.
Positive Friday.
How's your day going so far?
It's a positive good, Friday, going, brother.
Yeah.
That's good. So I got my nickname of Patrick List through a couple of my friends that were seniors in high school when I was a freshman. And we happened to be on the golf course for the golf team at that time. And after, I think his tryouts had ended, we all just went on the back nine because we all knew the family that owned the course, so we could just pop on. And so one of my friends pulled out a blunt, and they're like, you want to join us? I was like, yeah. And at that moment, they're like, we're just going to name you Patrick List.
But Patrick-less?
All right. Yeah.
Is there any reason for that?
Nope. They just were like, we're just going to name you Patrick-less, and Patrick-less you shall be.
All right.
And it's stuck with me since I was 15, and I'm now 34.
And you're still Patrick-less?
To only those group of friends, but everybody else just calls me by my regular name. And if they ask what that is, I just tell them.
Doug.
This is how I got that nickname.
Okay.
Right. Like, you just got a nickname for no reason. That's it.
Well, yeah. It says, while in Scouts, we had a new member called Dave. Unfortunately for him, we already had a Dave in the group. And a friend of mine announced, while we were all stoned one evening, we already have a Dave. This will confuse us all too much. From now on, we'll call you Keith. A year later, that Dave had disappeared and moved out of town, but Keith would only still answer to Keith, not Dave, his real name.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. All right. What is the nickname for the person who does not know it's their nickname? 206-803-ROCK.
And I know a Jeff. We still call G-Off.
G-Off? Yeah. I feel like that one, that could pass. Like, call me Steve. I'd be like, a little weird, but okay.
You know of a soccer player named Fitz Hall?
No.
His nickname is One Size.
One Size. That's great.
Fitz Hall's One Size.
Hello, Paul. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
All right. So I had this neighbor that she liked to do a lot of yard work in her front yard, and she wore this tangerine bikini top. We kept watching her just for the sheer reason that we were hoping that there would be a wardrobe malfunction at some point.
Of course.
My one of my friends gave her the nickname, and it stuck, at least with us. We didn't ever told her. And it was Tiggle Bitties.
Tiggle Bitties.
All right.
Yeah. Well, that's why you were watching.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You don't need to tell her. Right. She already knows.
Oh, God. Yeah. Ex-wife, I used to have a couple of those for her. Can't say them all. I used to call her Emerson a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was one that was pretty popular. What was
just one friend in particular?
Yeah. I'm trying to think if I can get away with that one. Probably not.
What is the nickname for the person who doesn't know it's their nickname? 206-803-ROCK.
T. McGee was one.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Aiden. Okay. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello. How's it going, you guys?
Hola.
I don't know if you heard the nickname that me and my coworkers had for one of our friends from high school, but
we have not.
How do we know?
ESP.
I don't know. Maybe someone might have told you before I got on, but I used to work at the Little Caesars in Puyallup, kind of close to Graham, and I used to go to school at one of the high schools around there, and we had a buddy that his last name was Padilla, and it was spelled Padilla.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of people that we were friends with from high school that we worked with that everyone was like, oh, this guy's kind of a moron. Every so often, he seems like he knows what he's doing, and then out of nowhere, he'll do something completely stupid and then turn around and ask you a really dumb question.
All right.
So we kind of all got to a point where we're like, oh, he's kind of useless. And then someone came up with the name Padildo instead of Padilla. So every single time he would come into work, instead of saying his last name, people would turn around and go, oh, Padildo's coming into work. And everyone would turn around and go, okay, cool. Seems like all of us get extra work to do.
Padildo.
Okay.
After the game.
All right.
I feel like I'd have gotten there instantly.
Yeah.
Padildo.
What is the nickname for the person who doesn't know it's their nickname? 206-803. I don't even be bad about that. I'd be like, dude, that sucks. That's a lame one. I'm not even going to be a fan.
They got him.
Ooh. I get it.
They got him.
Right.
Damn. Hello, Kate. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
So, my little sister's name is Sarah. And there was a period of time when we were younger where she just was like the ultimate prima donna and just awful to be with. So I started calling her PS. And in my head, that stood for Princess Sarah because she was so spoiled.
Okay.
But I couldn't tell her that because she would love it and run with it. So instead, I told her it stood for Postscript because she was an afterthought.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
Kate coming out with the claws, man.
Jesus, God. Was she still your friend after that?
Oh, yeah. I confessed it to her, and she laughed about it now. But, yeah, we're best friends.
Wow, man. Because you're an afterthought.
Okay.
I like that. You got a little ruthless
in it. USP. What does that mean? Small penis. Oh, thanks.
I feel like the women we have heard from on today's show, much more vicious with the nicknames. And they got songs. You're an afterthought. Like, most of ours are something like, what do you call them? Forehead. Like, look at them.
Yeah, right, Chardet.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
But again, I'm going back to kind of the difference between men and women, right?
All right.
Like, you hadn't seen my buddy Bernie in forever.
Yes. God, right? I know.
But I'm saying, I don't think it's that crazy that you commented on his weight.
It just came out of my mouth before.
Right, and you hadn't seen him. And look, he'll tell you. I mean, he must have put on 60 or 70 pounds.
Easy, yeah.
Right? So, like, but I think women are the opposite. We're like, if that girl showed up or posted on Facebook.
Oh, somebody's gotten fat.
Right, you just be like, oh, you're still beautiful, this and that. As opposed to you just being like, God damn, Bernie, what you been eating?
I don't know, man.
You know what I mean? So, like, I think maybe it's harsher because they're kind of meaner to each other, but they're not up front.
I never know if my wife thinks someone's fat until after that person's gone away, right? So, because you're right, man. If we rolled in and Bernie's sitting there like, God damn, buddy, how much you been eating? It's fine, we go on. My wife wouldn't say a word, right? But we could get in the car and she'd be like, Bernie's weight's been on 50 pounds. But what? Why can't you just tell? I mean, I said it. Why won't you?
Yeah, like my one cousin, her husband was in a competition at his gym, right? He does it every year.
All right.
Right? So he's like super strict. So he was very, very lean. And there were some women in my family who kept like making like, well, how much skinnier does he have to get? And I was like, are we freaking jealous?
Right.
Like, just what do you care if he leans out?
Guys, we call this one guy at work Blisters. Because he always shows up after the work is done.
Oh, damn.
What is the nickname for the person who does not know it's their nickname? 206-803-ROCK.